As the EPA's Waters of the U.S. rule goes into effect on Friday, the 28th, Josh Rolfe with the California Farm Bureau Federation's Federal Policy Department says farmers and ranchers need to be careful.
Watch out for an activist Army Corps of Engineers that writes a letter of investigation to you asking for you to defend how you are not violating the Clean Water Act.
And he says, should you be accused of having a violation,
you have to prove that there's not, which could also open a can of worms, because the way the rule's written, it's written so loosely that any bureaucrat sitting at a desk can basically look at a map and say you're in violation, even without having walked on your farm.
Rolf says, though the rule is set to go into effect this week, there is still something farmers and ranchers can do.
We're really just trying to fight the rule. So if there's anything that can be done, it's contact your legislator and let them know how this rule is harmful and would hurt production agriculture in California. And the more members of Congress we send that message to, the more likely we are to have a congressional decision to make improvements to the Clean Water Act and not harmful decisions like this one.
Rolf says most of the land in the state could fall under the jurisdiction of the new Waters of the U.S. rule. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgnetWest.com.